Intense rain is falling more frequently in many areas of the U.S., though where it occurs and whether it causes catastrophic flooding is largely a matter of chance, according to experts like atmospheric scientist Ken Kunkel at North Carolina State University.
This month, it was the Texas Hill Country's turn to get hit. Last fall, where I live, it was in western North Carolina, it was our turn when we got hit by Hurricane Helene. There were record amounts of rainfall earlier this year in Kentucky that caused record-breaking flooding.
More than 100 people died in Texas Hill Country after 12 inches of rain fell in a short period of time in the dawn hours of July 4th, driven by warm, moist air left over from Tropical Storm Barry and Hurricane Flossie that created conditions for repeated thunderstorms in the same location.
So any particular area, maybe they didn't get one of these, say, over the last two or three decades. That doesn't mean that they aren't vulnerable to these. They got lucky, but some of these other areas did not get lucky.
Last year, Hurricane Helene dumped more than 30 inches of rain in western North Carolina, killing more than 100 people. This week, flooding from the remnants of Tropical Storm Chantal prompted dozens of water rescues in other parts of the state.
When we do these larger area analyses, we see this definite signal that the most extreme rainfall events have increased in the eastern U.S. Now, where exactly they occurred is just a matter of sort of chance and you know, what the weather systems did in a particular time period.
Although it can be difficult to attribute a single weather event to climate change and hilly or mountainous terrain worsen flooding, experts like Kunkel say a warming atmosphere and oceans due to the burning of fossil fuels make catastrophic storms more likely.
This is a very simple aspect of the climate system, very simple physics. The water gets warmer. The amount of water vapor in the atmosphere above the water gets higher. And when that is drawn into a weather system, it's simply additional fuel.
Going back through records dating to 1955, Kunkel found rain over the past 20 years has become more intense in the eastern two-thirds of the country, including the southern Great Plains, where Texas is. Intensities in the west and southwest have remained the same or declined. I'm Julie Walker.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.